the beginning, 102 years ago, WQAM was your great-great-grandfather's radio station. News, weather, entertainment, a trusted friend. Then came upgrade number one, the 1960s. Top 40, WQAM was Tiger Radio, playing the hits, the music of peace and love. Upgrade number two. The 1990s, sports, legends like Jim Mandich and Hank Goldberg. Would South Florida care that much about sports? Yes, yes, they did. Now, more than 30 years later, here we are, still talking sports, broadcasting the games of your favorite teams. Perfect timing for upgrade number three. Now, no more crackling during thunderstorms. No more static. FM, baby. WQAM is now on FM 104.3. 100,000-watt flamethrower from north of Jupiter down to the Keys. WQAM is now truly Miami's and South Florida's sports leader. The iconic Joe Rose in the mornings, Tobin and Leroy in middays, the irreverent Hawk Crowder and Solana in the afternoons, home of the Miami Heat, home of Miami Hurricanes football and basketball, Dolphins coverage every day, plus game day uncensored on game days, 100,000 watts, FM 104.3, WQAM. Epic. Delivering the same great sports talk, the same thrill of the game, and the most powerful and iconic name in South Florida sports. 104.3 WQAM, Miami's sports leader. FM 104.3 WQAM. We're here, baby. We're here. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. So here's what's funny. And by the way, welcome to the FM experience of Hockman and Crowder and Solana. We could not be more excited to be kicking off the FM experience than with our show. We're definitely going to have Crowder's mic on if we're going to kick it off properly.
Hey, I'm here, baby. They try to hold me back. FM.
Very exciting, though. But I will tell you, so a couple things before we came on as an FM radio station, and you can still hear us on the AM right now. But if you're listening on the AM, you can hear us on 104.3 FM right now and forevermore. But one of the things that Len, our boss, had told us was, hey, make sure you don't just let the music play for a long time. Because, you know, we got FM listeners now. They're going to want to hear your voices. And the problem was we had the entire studio here. We're in Miami in the studios. We had the studio filled with the sales staff and the general manager, vice president. Everyone was here. And so we needed to give them time to file out and give us fist bumps. And so the first thing Len told us, our boss, about the flip to FM, don't let the music play for too long. Get right into the content. We were unable to do on the first segment.
That's okay.
We were unable to do that on the first segment. Also, Solana took this time for vacation. So
weird time to vacate.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? But here we are. We're on the FM. You know, for me, as a radio guy, and by the way, I will not make today's show about radio, but you've got to give me a little bit of leeway to do so because I'm a radio guy. For me, FM sports talk has been lacking. We've been on an HD station or two, but FM sports talk in this market has been lacking. There's been a hole for that, and our ratings are fantastic, and the text line and the tweets and the Instagrams. The radio station has a legit huge following in South Florida, and so now, like the big introduction said, where there's no more cutting out of the sound when it's lightning out or you go under an overpass. Mm-hmm. Now you get this 100,000-watt FM station. And very full circle for me, by the way, I used to work when this was Sunny 104.3 in West Palm Beach as an adult contemporary station. I worked for Sunny 104.3, and now here we are on the FM dial at 104.3 once again, which had a little dalliance with sports radio before. But here we are on FM, and the great news is you get the same Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. You get the same Tobin and Leroy show. You get the same Joe Rose show in Hollywood and Jay Figg on Tobin and Leroy and Vlad, and everyone who's here is still part of the station that you loved on AM, you will love even more on FM.
My beautiful voice is going to be clear, clear.
So I have noticed this before, because every now and then I'll be on an FM station. I sound like I have a full head of hair when I'm on a 100,000-watt flame-throwing FM.
I don't think that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. So for me, it's very exciting because I had been thinking about a hair transplant, but now I don't need to because we're on the FM dial.
104.3.
So 104.3, hey, that's what people will think of when they see my hair.
I found out today this was happening.
Right. Okay.
They called a meeting. I think I'm getting fired. You see how I was nervous? Everybody's smiling around us. I'm nervous.
So I'll let you in. I don't even know if Claudia or Len want me to share this, but I'll share this as long as you are bringing up not knowing.
I was scared.
So, you know, normally in the summertime, I do take a lot of vacations. You do as well. Mm-hmm. Solana's on vacation now. And I ended up taking last week off as vacation. Originally, my vacation was planned for this week. And I was... got this call from Len, like, I don't know, just hemming and hawing a little bit about, hey, you sure you want to be off? And I think we're going to have a station get-together. And I'm like, what, like a party? Because I don't mind missing a party.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know if it's a party or, you know. Anyway, I put my radio savant hat on, because you know I'm a radio savant. That is.
You've been in a while.
It's unquestioned. And I figured it out.
Really?
I figured it out. I didn't, and you know I didn't tell you.
No.
Right. You found out today. So I figured it out a number of weeks ago, and I let Len know on this phone call as it was kind of marinating in my head. I have figured out why you want me there. And to his credit, he plays dumb. Oh, you know, because I told him, I bet we're going to go to FM. And he's like, oh, that would be great one day, but I, you know, this is more of like a station get together. And I'm just poking him because I think I'm onto something.
Mm-hmm.
And he never lets on. And he's like, not the deal. But in the meantime, what I have found out, he gets off the phone with me, immediately calls Claudia and says, Hawk has figured this out. We do the show that day.
Yeah.
My phone rings at 5:45 and it's Claudia. And I look down on the phone. So I answer it and I go, was the show that bad today? And she says, no, I think you know why I'm calling. But now I'm going to play dumb. No. Why are you calling? Did you have a conversation today with Len? I'm like, I may have. And then she's like, you know. And now I know you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone else knows, I'll know it was you.
Ooh, you the leak.
She put the hoof down, so I said, message received, and loose lips sink ships, and I did not have loose lips. You did not know. Jimmy didn't know. Dan Day didn't know. Solana didn't know. I did not tell a soul.
Well, let me tell you the different approach to this, because as an athlete, they call you in and say you have to be there. You're getting cut. I was in the parking lot since about 11:30 just watching people walk in the door to see what we got going. Because
you're like, wait, everyone's getting cut.
August 7th, August, you got to beat August. Lynn's texting me, August 7th. You're texting me, hey, man, August 7th. I was like, okay, August 7th, man, I'm going to be there. Make sure I'm in town. I'm not traveling. August 7th. Put it on the calendar. I've been outside for 4 hours.
Pacing.
Man, I was surveying the situation to make sure I knew who was in the building.
It's a good way for us to get into Dolphins talk today because obviously Dolphins players are going through a lot of the same thing. You've been, you were never cut by the I mean, you were waived, but you weren't. I'm talking about in preseason trying to make a team and then get cut.
I knew I was getting cut today. Yeah.
Well, you were already on the team. I'm talking about guys, maybe undrafted free agents or, you know, guys who've been on the team, maybe on the practice squad who are trying to make the team and are going to go all out in the practice tomorrow, the joint practice against the Bears. And then in the practice or in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I was two contracts in.
Now, when you got cut, you knew it was coming, right? You knew that they were looking for you for a reason.
They asked me to Jeff Ireland. You know, I dislike him heavily, but he asked. They asked me to take a pay cut under the, my guaranteed amount, and I didn't think that made sense. I'm like, you guarantee me this much. Why would I take a pay cut under guarantee? And they were like, well, and they shrugged their shoulders, and I shrugged my shoulders. I kind of knew in the next couple of days it was over for me. So.
And then they called your name somewhere?
I was eating with, who was it, Carlos Dansby and somebody else. And they came and got me and said, hey, Jeff Ireland wants to talk to you. I said, yeah, I know
you
what
knew.
This is. Yeah. Went up there and we had a couple choice words.
I would imagine that you weren't in the best mood.
Hey, I'm fired now. You can't fire me, double fire me.
I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah, I cussed them out.
I'll give you a training camp report here. It's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. My training camp update is training camp practice is just underway right now in Chicago. So the Dolphins are in Chicago. Practice started around 2 o'clock, was supposed to start around 2 o'clock. And tomorrow they'll have a joint practice with the Bears. And so we'll see if any scuffles break out there. I saw Mike Vrabel had a bloody nose from a scuffle at a Patriots practice.
He got the team for the rest of the year now.
Yeah.
Coach jumps
right,
in the fight?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Shows a little blood? Yeah.
Oh, we're a
can't imagine team. Mike McDaniel's going to do that in Chicago tomorrow.
No, Mike ain't jumping in nothing. He'll get trampled.
Anyway, practice in Chicago today is underway. Let's do headlines here real quick. For the 2 o'clock hour, the first segment ever on FM. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Here is Dan Day, who's filling in for Solana with your 2 o'clock headlines.
It is great to be here on 104.3 WQAM FM.
That's how I want to sound. Like, that's my FM voice.
Oh, wait. Should I be using my FM voice? Or?
I want to use my. It's taken everything that I have not to do that.
I just wrote down some notes to ask you during the break. Were the same words we can say? Because I was about to say a word, and I was like, oh, we're an FM now. I might not be able to say that.
Well, I mean, if you couldn't say it on FM, you can't say it on AM.
Okay, because I was going to say, they fired my ass, and I was like, are we allowed
you
to say
that?
Okay,
yeah.
We're good to go.
Yeah,
okay.
You can say that.
Yeah, I got some questions.
Dan, I don't officially know what the name of our radio station is, though.
I want to say it's 104.3 WQAM FM.
No.
The sports leader.
No, it is not.
Sports leader. Somebody asked that question in the meeting.
It will be officially, but it's not yet. So I don't know what it is right now exactly.
They'll send out the one-sheeter soon.
I was looking for it. I can't find it.
My attention span is real short.
Maybe we'll find out during the break.
It's like 104.3.
No, it's not point.
104.3.
Yes.
Point. I'll get it. Len will get it to us.
We're going to point after the tree?
Yeah, we're going to zig when others zag, baby. Every now and then, you got to throw a hook and lateral.
104.3 point.
All right, what do we have in the headlines, Dan?
The Marlins did down the Astros 6-4. Xavier Edwards went 4-for-5, and Jansen Junk got the win. The Fish are in Atlanta to face the Braves tonight at 7:15. Yuri Perez gets the start.
All right, very cool.
Matt Mervis is gone.
Oh, you weren't here when I did the show because I was off yesterday. Yeah, Tuesday. I mean, but let me tell you something. So the Marlins did a solid to Matt Mervis because he had no pathway to the major leagues with them ever again.
Yeah.
And he was raking in AAA. And so because he had no pathway to get up to the big leagues with the Miami organization, they released him so that he could go, you know, get with another organization, make his way back to the majors. I don't know if another organization has grabbed him yet, though.
They haven't.
Are you sure?
I don't even need to look on my phone. They
but haven't. Now I get all these Jacksonville jumbo shrimp updates on my Twitter, and I couldn't give two craps.
Delete that Twitter account. They have not. Jacob,
guy was
Jacob
so,
Marcy.
God, yeah, Marcy's killing it.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I do.
Someone suggested to me yesterday on Twitter that we become the Marcy militia.
I'm with you.
Man, you turned your back on Matt Mervis. Really disappoints me.
When he gets sent down and they don't like him anymore, I don't like him anymore.
Really disappoints me. Oh, here we go. Seattle Mariners are signing Matt Mervis to a minor league deal. Right. There you go. Mm. Let's go. Well, whoever's listening from Odyssey Corporate, local, I'm moving to Seattle, baby. I'm following Matt Mervis.
You tell him that today? Hold out for a week.
You're moving for a minor league player?
I love Matt Mervis.
Whew. All right, well, no Messi, no problem. Inter Miami got a goal from Rodrigo De Paul, Luis Suarez, and Tadeo Allende as they defeated Pumas 3-1 in advance to the quarterfinals of Leagues Cup.
All right, very good.
Oh, we got into soccer yesterday, Hawk.
Oh, because you had Whittingham and Pell on the show.
Boy, Whitty and J.A. were going at it.
They can go at it.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were talking about.
Matthew Tkachuk, his brother Brady, and father Keith will be featured on the cover of the deluxe edition of NHL 26. Matthew is, of course, on the cover of the regular version of NHL 26.
Yeah, that is super cool.
Yes.
Hurricanes continue practice today as they prepare for Notre Dame Sunday, August 31st at 7:30.
Gonna be here before you know it.
I'm starting to get skeptical.
Skeptical?
Yeah, I'm hearing Notre Dame is they got a squad.
No skepticism on the FM,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
I'll give it to you
I'm
when
sorry.
We were on AM, but you got to bleed orange and green on the FM.
I'm just reading some reports, Hawk. I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Real cool story here. Major League Baseball is calling up their first female umpire, and she will call the Marlins-Braves games this weekend. Jen Powell will work the bases in the doubleheader Saturday and then home plate on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was cool. I actually was surprised that there'd been no female umpires in the major leagues because we see it in the NFL. We see it in the NBA. We don't see it in the NHL, I don't think. I don't think there's any female officials. But I was very surprised that there weren't female officials in MLB.
Way past due because women are smarter than us anyway.
They get stuff more right than men do.
Yes.
So you want officials to get calls right.
Mm-hmm.
So
this
do the math.
Way past due.
And the Dolphins have released their first depth chart of the season there in Chicago. As we said, they got a joint practice coming up, and then Sunday, 1 o'clock, is kickoff against the Bears.
All right. That's some depth chart news.
Zach Wilson, number two. I saw that.
Yeah. The Quinn Ewers dream. Again, this is very early on.
Oh, very early. But I was like, hey, beat him out. What happens? No.
And weather in the high 80s with chances of rain throughout the day in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, very good. We're going to take a break. We will come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas. Adds a whole new element with the music when you're on FM. And we'll get our footing on this. I literally am having a difficult time signing in and, like, I'm having issues. So I've got the name of the station on a yellow post-it note.
That's a big post-it note, man.
From Len, 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. No point. But I didn't know if I was supposed to read no point.
I don't think
so. Or if that was a...
Just read it.
Cue for me. 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Actually rolls off the tongue if you say it enough times. I just haven't said it enough times yet. Can you say it?
I like it.
Do you know the name of the station yet?
104.3
FM.
I like nicknames.
All right, but 104.3 FM. I mean, QAM is essentially still going to be the...
104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader.
Look at you.
Man, I'm
a
G.
Better than I did.
I got a 1280 on the SAT.
Yeah, you out-SAT'd me.
Why'd you get a 410?
I did not. I got, I think, 970, which is not that much better than a 410.
970?
Yeah, I didn't break 1,000.
Oh.
Yeah, not my... And I don't even think I took the ACTs because I was like, well, this ain't getting any better.
You got a 970?
Yeah, it was like 970, 980. I definitely did not break a thousand.
How many people were in your class? Six? You need to tighten up on.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm good at other things. I'm just not necessarily good at that, unfortunately. So, Dolphins, do you think I had asked you earlier in the week, and I had asked Appel when you were off one day, I was off yesterday. By the way, I got to give thanks. My son completely blew out his knee playing basketball, and Boca Regional Hospital, which I think is Baptist,
yeah.
Boca Regional Hospital, they took such great care of him because that it was a really bad injury. And they, I mean, I showed you the MRI. Like, it's Ooh. Stuff that you don't see athletes get.
No. I was like, what is he, getting a car wreck?
Yeah, that's what they were asking. They were saying this is more reminiscent of a car crash than a sports injury. But he, and so I was telling my son, you know, and it's such a wild thing because obviously athletes deal with this all the time. And I found it to be an interesting thing that happened to me when I watched him in the hospital with this injury and him coming to grips with he wasn't going to be able to go up to Tampa his senior year and play basketball, which is how he got injured, mm-hmm. and work out at the gym and play golf and do all the stuff that he loves to do. And it hit him. And I don't know how much, and again, it probably goes back to this notion that a lot of times we look at athletes as more of a commodity than a human.
Yeah.
And it hit me like when an athlete is getting carted off or when Kevin Durant is sitting there on the court and he's come back from an injury and he knows he just tore his Achilles again. And it hits me. I don't know who's messing with the sound. I'm guessing it's engineering back there, but my headphones are going crazy in and out and echoey. I'm sure they're trying to get the sound right back in the engineering room, but it's driving me bonkers.
I thought it was my airplane headphones because I got
no, someone's okay. Just someone's messing with the coagulation. I don't think that's the right word.
I hear it too.
Yeah,
I have 18 airplane headphones in my pocket.
You're
right
ready
now.
To go at any time.
Yeah. I just didn't know what was going on.
Anytime a flight breaks out with a movie. You are ready to go.
I can watch Before Dawn right now.
But anyway, watching my kid come to this realization that, you know, he wasn't going to be able to do a lot of the stuff that he loves to do at college made me think about athletes and what must go through someone's mind. And then I started thinking about Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins, mm-hmm. who worked so hard to get back and then got re-injured. Uh-huh. And it's like, it's wild to me what must go through your mind, because I know you suffered from myriad injuries when you were playing, even when you were in college and high school.
It's so many. The injury part of it and knowing it's taken away from you, but also there's an ego up and down. There's an emotional up and down because you're a doctor's looking at you saying you're out for a year. Then inside of you is saying, man, I'm him. Like, I'll be back.
Right.
You know, what's the quickest recovery ever from an ACL? Like, you – but then in the back of your mind, you're like, I could feel this knee pop. I felt that pop in my knee. It's just a back and forth. My sophomore summer, a doctor looked me in my face and said, talked to my mom and me. Yeah, it's probably, he probably couldn't play football ever again because I tore my same ACL twice. And that was back in, 99? And the medicine wasn't there. Like, to be a 15-year-old and have a medical doctor tell you football's over and me to be like, no, I don't want to go to that doctor anymore. It's an emotional back and forth that I don't think people understand with the injuries. And even normal people, like, bro, you're not playing golf anymore. No, I'm going to play golf. No, you're not. Your shoulder's shot. Like, you can't do it. It's a thing that, like you said, that bigger than life, that big, you know, just amazing athlete personality. Yeah, no. There's an ACL, there's a patella, there's an Achilles.
You get humbled because you lost. There's no, hey, I'm going to come back. I mean, you will come back, but the grind right. is going to be a year or whatever. But that, like, in that moment, you're not coming back, and you don't want to believe it.
No.
And but it just hit me because I'd never, I guess, you know, and that's to my own fault, but when you see someone being carted off a football field and there's tears streaming down their face, it's like, yeah, like everything they want to do, everything that they've trained for and everything that they've been doing their entire lives, all of a sudden you can't do it now for a year or six months or however long it's going to be. And that's it's mentally taxing, I imagine.
It's always in the back of your mind, whatever that recovery they say, something could go wrong because you've heard all the horror stories. Oh, he tore his ACL, but he also tore his ACL and ended his career. It ended his career. So you got to go back there too, and it's always in the back of your mind. That ego, but what a doctor tell me? Testosterone is one of the worst things ever created. Because I'm good. No, man, I can play right now. Boy, you ain't got nan ligament in your knee. You're not doing anything right now.
So you've torn your ACL how many times?
Four.
Four times. Same ACL?
Three in the right, one in the left.
Man. And then what other injuries have you had? Significant ones? You had Liz Frank.
Double Liz Frank. Got screws in both my feet. Got both my thumbs restructured. Shoulders dislocated a number of times. Double, you know what? Double hernia. The double hernia, the it's called athletic pubalgia, where your intestines
bulge out
of your stomach lining and all. That one's not fun at all.
What was the one that hurt the most?
Oh, the Liz Frank.
Because I was telling you, you know, my son, when he went down, his leg was wrecked. I mean, it was in pieces, essentially, but he had adrenaline flowing through because I met him at the hospital when he was getting off the ambulance, and he didn't feel any pain yet.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was feeling good almost, but his leg was in pieces. Which one, where it happened, did you scream out in pain? Like, this hurts now, and I don't know how this is going to stop hurting ever.
The ACL, high school too, when I was young, I tore my ACL freshman year at a Penn State football camp. First time I ever tore my right ACL. And I stood back up. I felt the pop, but I stood back up and kind of jumped and moved around. But like you're saying, you're jacked up. You're at a high, you know, at a college camp trying to impress people. And same thing, ACL junior, sophomore summer, again, early sophomore year, just still jumping up, like almost confused. Hawk, when I did that Liz Frank and my foot split in half.
Yeah, explain to everyone what the Liz Frank is.
It's when the bones between the muscles and ligaments between the bone and your foot split in half and your foot almost folds in half and the two sides of your heels touch.
Would it be like taking your big toe and the toe next to it and yanking them apart from each other?
Taking your big toe, the toe next to it, yanking them apart, and then turning your big toe and touching your pinky toe. Ooh. Because the foot, it kind of falls in half because there's nothing holding it. Shark Lake.
Sand Lake.
I don't know. I played in like four stadiums. Same stadium, four different names. And I remember sitting there saying, ooh, this hurts. this hurts. Come get me. I try to like do the tough man stand up and try to limp off. No, Troy Maurer and Ben Westby had to come help me off the field. First time I ever got helped off a field. All those injuries, it was that manhood in me that I'm going to get to the sideline by myself. Man, that Liz Frank, come get me. this is not normal.
How long was that recovery? How did they fix that?
They put screws. I have two screws in both my feet still. Mm. I did it to both my feet. And it's got screws in there to this day. They broke, actually, now. And one's poking out of my right foot. And my kids like to play with it.
All right. That's a family sport that I don't need to be participating
in. You
want to
touch my screw?
No, I don't want to touch your screw.
I'm going to show you my screw.
You tried to get me to touch a lump on your
I broke
ribs.
The rib.
Yeah.
You have never touched my rib lump.
Nope, never gone fishing with you, and I will never touch the lump on your ribs.
How about my foot?
I have to draw the line somewhere. Anyway, if you're listening to us on 104.3 FM WQAM, welcome. We appreciate it. If you're listening to us on the AM dial, you can feel free to switch on over to 104.3 FM WQAM. Now, as a radio guy myself, you know, I do kind of like the crackle of AM every now and then. But I say that only because there was no... Oh, it's raining. Raining here in El Portal.
We're good now, son.
It's raining. If you're driving through El Portal and a lightning bolt cracks in the sky and you're listening on 104.3 FM, you're not going to hear anything. If you're listening on the AM, you're going to hear... Mm-hmm. And it's going to come in and out.
Yeah.
You're listening on the FM... You could walk inside a building listening to your Walkman. People still have Walkman?
Sport? You have the Sport Walkman?
I had the Sport Walkman. I loved the Sport Walkman. That was the bright yellow one. Yeah.
You had a Walkman a couple years ago. You brought
I bought
it
one.
In.
I bought a Walkman on like Amazon because I wanted to listen to some of my old cassettes. I made Fire Mix cassettes. And I have them all in a bag. And I had found them because we were moving. And I had found this bag of cassettes. And so I bought a cassette player. And then I'd gone out jogging. And, man, it is inconvenient to try to get to the next song. Because my mixtapes were not as good as I thought they were.
Yeah.
And then you want to get to the next song, but you're just guessing. You're like, I think I've gone far enough. And now you're in the middle of the next song, which is the one you want. Now you got to rewind.
Yeah.
I only used that a couple of times.
I remember you brought it into the studio. I said, this dude is crazy.
That was not one of my best purchases. But if you're listening to us, and it's raining right now, and it is raining, drive carefully. But if you're listening to us on FM, man, we sound the same whether you're inside, in a building, under the overpass, wherever you are. And the 104.3 FM signal is 100,000 watts. You may have heard it in our meetings today. Call it a flamethrower, which is a radio term that's been used for years. 100,000-watt flamethrower, you can't get any more powerful than that on the FM dial. You can't do better than a 100,000-watt flamethrower. And one of the things that they mentioned in the meeting, which I am in total agreement with, is this radio station deserved a 100,000-watt FM flamethrower. This radio station, whether, again, the schedule's the same, Joe Rose in the morning with Hollywood, whether it's Tobin and Leroy who do a fantastic job in the middays, and Jay Figg, of course, whether it's me and you and Solana and Dan Day and Jimmy in the afternoons, this radio station churns out some pretty good content. In fact, our general manager, Claudia, mentioned, even if you're going to talk about bleeping food, it deserves to be on an FM. I took that as she wants more food talk. I don't know if you took it the same way.
She looked at you. I'll tell you, she looked at you in the meeting.
She definitely looked right at me when she said, if you're going to talk about food. But this station really does, in my mind, has for a long time deserved an FM outlet. And as of today, we have it, and it'll be here forevermore. So appreciate you if you're tuning in on 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. And appreciate you however you listen to us on the Odyssey podcast. Mm-hmm. You can get our podcast on Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn. I mean, you got myriad opportunities. We've got the YouTube channel with our videos. So you have myriad ways to listen to the radio station. But we have added, as of today, FM. And we're proud of it. And we're glad that you're aboard and listening to 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader.
Now, this is going to take up the listeners, therefore take up people that talk to us while we're out, therefore take up my BS.
Mm.
So you see? So yes. I got to get my, hey, how you doing?
And
everything okay?
You're going to have to know some of the ins and outs of radio. Like, do you know the difference? Do you know what AM stands for and what FM stands for?
100,000 megahertz flamethrower.
Right. But AM stands for amplitude modulation.
Okay, so amplitude.
And FM stands for frequency modulation.
Who's gonna ask that?
Well, it's a good icebreaker. You know, you're talking to someone at a party and
breaking the ice.
You know, because don't be so casual. Like, oh, you can hear us on FM now. At a party, you'd be like, hey, have you heard us frequency modulated? And then,
modulated.
And then they'll go, well, what do you mean by that? Oh, on the FM. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak above you, but we are now frequency modulated.
Frequency modulated. 104.3.
Yeah, exactly.
FM Sports Leader.
We will talk some Dolphins today. I do have some Dolphins notes to get to. We're just having fun with the new FM signal.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Let me get back.
Don't do that no more.
FM, man. Sound better on the FM.
Whatever that noise was, don't make that one no more.
I sound better on the FM. So I'm looking at the do you know who this is, by the way?
This is Leonard Skinner.
That's right. You nailed it again. Leonard Skinner.
Who is
that? Oh, are we going to annoy the FM listeners with that?
I don't know these songs.
Zeppelin.
You know, Led Zeppelin was number two choice.
Was it?
Yeah.
Look at you.
No, it wasn't. I don't know this.
Well, you can always text the show, 567-0560. I'm looking at some of the texts. People are congratulating us. Other people are saying crackle for life. Listen, like you enjoy the crackle? Keep it on 560. That's fine.
I'll tell you. And Davey, with those above-ground power lines,
bzz, bzz, bzz.
Every time I turn down my street, I can't hear anything. Now, 104.3.
I mean, the time of your life.
Man, we got action.
So, I'll get into all the stuff. They announced the game announcers. I know people really enjoy this. Because didn't we have a run last year, the Dolphins? I'm talking regular season. The preseason game Sunday, that's on CBS4. Mike Cunha will be on the sidelines from Chicago. Who was our lucky announcer last year? You recall Jimmy or Dan?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Harlan.
Yes.
You're right. When Kevin Harlan did the Dolphins games.
We won.
We won. So week one, which is September 7th, Dolphins are at Indy. We've got Andrew Catalan, Charles Davis, Jason McCourty, and A.J. Ross.
That ain't a bad crew.
It's a decent crew.
Not the A crew.
The A crew is Nance, Romo, and Tracy Wolfson.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing the Lions-Packers game that day.
Yeah, good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lions, we're expecting the Lions to be good again?
Yes.
Are we expecting the Packers to be good, I guess, Jordan Love?
Yeah, they went in the play. They win?
Yeah.
Two playoff games? Just one last year. But Jordan Love, he is getting all kind of praise this offseason. On them lists and just watching NFL Network, ESPN, Air, talking about Jordan Love is the next best thing in football. We'll see.
I'll give you the broadcast crew. So, and these are the CBS games. So, Jets host the Steelers. That's actually an interesting game, right? Because you're going to have Aaron Rodgers going to New York playing with the Steelers. That's an interesting game. They've got, I think they're, this is their B team, Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, and Evan Washburn.
It's a storyline game, but is it a good game?
I don't know. I don't know how good Pittsburgh's going to be, and I have no idea what the Jets are going to be with Justin Fields.
That's what I'm saying. The storylines are there with Aaron Rodgers and all that. I saw Aaron Rodgers. You were off. I watched Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh.
And?
He could spin that thing.
Because I saw Ryan Clark tweet something like, because I know Ryan has not been the biggest proponent of them signing Aaron Rodgers, right?
He criticized Aaron's approach and his, you know, like his distraction side. But his whole thing is like, I know he can play football. He's Aaron Rodgers. I just, you know, he kind of has a family orientation with the Steelers, which it's crazy to go to Pittsburgh with Ryan Clark. You walk anywhere you want to.
Just like
we'll just walk around the field. I was like a coach. I could walk up behind the huddle and listen to the call if you're there with Ryan Clark. But Hawk, I told Josh, you stop talking when you see him let the ball go. You'll be speaking
like, still to this day.
Right to this day. Now, is his feet quick? Is he gonna run an option? No. But when he steps back and plants his back foot and lets the ball go, it's beautiful. Shoo! Drops exactly where he wants it to drop. He can still spin it.
Who's gonna have a better season? Pittsburgh or the Jets?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So Raiders at Patriots. That's Spiro Ditas. You know how I feel about him.
He was on the show one and done.
One and done. Man, that crew of Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta is just incorrigible. Obviously, if it's the game I'm watching, it's the game I'm watching.
Yes.
But, man, when you get Ditas and Archuleta coming to town, it sounds like the worst law firm ever, Ditas and Archuleta.
Get your Walkman and put it on mute.
I don't even know who this crew is. I feel like I know every sports broadcaster on CBS. The Cardinals at the Saints.
Oh,
talk about a dog of a game for week one.
Terrible.
Cardinals. Is it still Kyler Murray? Is he their quarterback?
Yes.
So it's Kyler Murray against
Rattler?
No, it's that guy they drafted, isn't it?
Yeah, Rattler's the backup.
Yeah. What's the guy's name?
Tyler Slough or something like that.
Slough, something like that.
Might be some guy from the gas station by game win.
The announcers are Tom McCarthy. Hmm. I don't know who Tom McCarthy is. Ross Tucker. We know Ross Tucker.
Ross is cool.
Logan Ryan, and Tiffany Blackman. They have four people assigned to that game. What, they have like two sideline reporters and two broadcasters?
Two of them are volunteers. Not even getting paid.
That's crazy, man.
I'll come down there if y'all want me to.
And then the late games for CBS on that Sunday. So Detroit and Green Bay is Nance, Romo, and Wolfson. And the Texans at the Chargers. Oh, no, the Rams. I'm sorry, L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, Melanie Collins.
The Rams will be good. And the Texans. Those are two good teams.
Man.
I can tell you if a team's going to be good, like real good or real bad. There's some mid – the Chargers. You said the Chargers? I don't know what the Chargers are going to be.
We feel like – and obviously we're rooting for them because of OG the second.
Yes.
But you feel like with Justin Herbert
– And Harbaugh.
And Harbaugh.
It's a lot of coaches don't move me. I don't know why Harbaugh's move me, but they move me. Probably because the Raven, what's that, Jim? Or John's crazy good.
Yeah.
And then Jim goes anywhere and wins championships.
Did well at Michigan.
Yeah. And San Fran, he went to the Super Bowl.
I am fascinated with this Saints-Cardinals game with Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker, Logan Ryan, and Tiffany Blackman. That's hard to fathom watching that game.
It's going to be 9-3. They're going to be talking about that kid's first day of school by the third quarter.
I got to look and see what the games are tonight. I'm just looking at the Hard Rock app here for a second. Tonight, you've got Colts at Ravens. Colts are 6.5-point favorites on the road. I don't know who's playing, so I can't give you any
info. That's what I'm
going
to say. Probably expecting the Ravens aren't going to play anybody.
Then you've got the Bengals at Philly. Bengals are 6.5-point favorites on the road. And you've got Vegas at Seattle. I'm a big fan of Seattle because I believe Matt Mervis is going to the Seattle club. Where did Jimmy just run to, Dan? Jimmy just ran. This is a funny little backstory. So today, big deal switching over to FM. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of pressure on Jimmy. You know, Solana's on vacation. Yeah. And Jimmy runs the board for us. Now, does a really good job. Used to be when Solana was out, we would bring in Dan Day to run the board. And Jimmy's really capable of doing it, and he does a great job. But today, he didn't know what was going to happen today. And then all of a sudden, he's in a meeting with all the brass. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we've got a big imaging thing, which I got to get to anyway. A big imaging thing at the top of every hour. And all of a sudden, Jimmy's face went from, hey, we got a fun Thursday, to, holy mackerel, what is going on here? In fact, when we started the show at 2 o'clock and all those people were in here, Claudia's original question to me was, can I have them all stand back there? And I said, you will see Jimmy melt. You will literally, I said, put them in my studio because Jimmy will melt into the ground. But I just saw him take off running down the hallway, Dan. I'm guessing he had to go to the bathroom.
The excitement got to him. The excitement of the pizza.
Oh, boy, guts went bad.
He didn't even lie. He goes,
that is great.
I got to go to the bathroom.
That's funny. And I know he's listening to this in there now because they're piping this station all throughout the radio. Take your time, Jimmy. Don't worry about it, buddy. You did a bang-up job in the first hour. In fact, we're going to take a little break here because I want to come back and do the 3 o'clock hour starting right at 3 o'clock or the best we can get to. So, Jimmy, take your time. You got about 5 minutes till we're coming back here.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.